Hey, Ben, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're in the presence of a movie star.
Is that right?
Joanne made it is in another documentary. Another one.
All right, so listen, Keith Famey. Yeah, Ben, Keith Famey was on Survivor years and years and years ago. One of the earliest seasons, one or two. I can't remember which one, but he's also a chef, okay? And he's also a documentary filmmaker. Okay. Amazing, amazingly talented guy. And I've worked with him on some documentaries that he's done. But he is in the middle of working on one right now that is absolutely, it's going to be so amazing. It's called Detroit, the City of Chefs. It's going to premiere in December at Imagine Theater in Novi. I'll tell you more about that when it happens. But then it's going to premiere on PBS afterwards.
And this is something that you're learning, Ben. You mentioned about how amazing the food is in Detroit. Everywhere you go, it's good food.
A lot of places and eaten a lot of restaurants, food, and Detroit is up there.
Okay, well, guess what? I've got a new place for you to go. Okay. Another place. This is where I was last night. As part of this documentary, as part of filming Detroit, the City of Chefs, Keith and his crew were out at Schoolcraft College at the American Harvest Restaurant there. We have an unbelievable culinary school at Schoolcraft College. You can get an associate's degree in it, a bachelor's. One of the top ones in the country, known around the country. And what the dinner was last night is it was an Eastern Mediterranean dinner. The cameras were rolling everywhere during it. And all of the meals are prepared by students. And then the head chef there, it's overseen by the head chef, who is amazing. And I cannot believe I'm forgetting his name. I'll find it in a second. But Bieland is his last name. The meal that they put on last night was absolutely phenomenal. I can't even tell you how good. I'm still full this morning. Uh-huh. You guys know I snack all morning long during the show. Haven't eaten anything yet because I'm still full from last night. They had amazing wines from all over the world that they were pairing it with. But the most important thing is that these kids, young adults, I should say, obviously, are the ones who are preparing these meals, overseen by these incredible chefs who have worked in the industry. This is, again, all part of this documentary. But here's the thing. You guys, all of you listening, you can eat at the American Harvest Restaurant for lunch or for dinner. I think it's 7 days a week, any day. You have to make reservations before, and you get the very reasonably priced food, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Like gourmet-style food.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So that was last night. Eric and I went. We had a blast, and Keith was there. I think he's listening this morning. The documentary is going to be really phenomenal.
When does it come out? Do you know?
Comes out in, the premiere is going to be in December, and I think that's when it hits PBS, too. There'll be a big premiere. But then on PBS is when everyone will be able to watch it. We have a rich history of unbelievable chefs in the city of Detroit. Loving the food in this city?
Yeah.
We've got, I think, there's at least three that I can think of right now that are James Beard award-winning chefs that are here. So, yeah.
That's a great idea to take advantage of these students at culinary school. I don't recommend taking advantage of these students at salon schools because I had the worst haircut of my life.
Oh, come on.
You look good. Come on.
I mean, come on.